Everything is figure-outable. These three simple words, first uttered by Marie Forleo's mother while fixing a broken radio, contain a philosophy powerful enough to transform lives. This isn't just motivational fluff. It's a practical mindset that has helped millions overcome seemingly impossible obstacles. When we face challenges that feel insurmountable, whether financial crises, health challenges, or career obstacles, this deceptively simple mantra reminds us of our innate capacity to solve problems. The philosophy works because it combines optimism with strategic action. It acknowledges difficulties while affirming our power to overcome them. What makes this approach revolutionary is its universal application. From confronting frightening medical diagnoses, to navigating tragic losses, to building successful businesses. In a world facing unprecedented challenges, this mindset offers a pathway forward. The figure-outable philosophy reminds us that meaningful change begins with transforming ourselves first and believing we can make a difference. Everything around us began as mere thoughts. Our minds are creation machines that manufacture reality through a simple process: belief, thought, feeling, behavior, result. Our beliefs control not just our actions, but our physical bodies too. Consider the placebo effect. Patients receiving sham knee surgeries experienced the same pain relief as those getting real operations. In another study, boys highly allergic to poison ivy showed severe reactions when touched with harmless leaves they believed were poisonous, and no reaction when touched with actual poison ivy they thought was harmless. These beliefs come from our environment, direct experiences, evidence-based sources, examples of others, and our own envisioning of possibilities. The most liberating truth? All beliefs are choices that can be changed. The biggest barriers to achievement often exist in our own minds through our excuses. Two four-letter words reveal our self-deception: can't and won't. When we say we can't do something, we usually mean we won't. We don't want it badly enough to prioritize it. Replacing can't with won't transforms victim language into empowered honesty. You are 100% responsible for your life. Taking responsibility doesn't mean blaming ourselves for injustice, but acknowledging our power to respond to circumstances. Consider Malala Yousafzai, who continued advocating for girls' education despite being shot, or Bethany Hamilton, who returned to professional surfing just 1 month after losing her arm. Common excuses like, "I don't have the time," dissolve under scrutiny. We all get the same 24 hours, and the average American spends 10 hours daily on screens. What stops you is never external. It's your internal commitment to find a way forward. Fear isn't your enemy, it's a messenger. The difference between achievers and aspirers is moving through fear rather than waiting for it to disappear. Action metabolizes fear. We must learn to feel afraid while still moving forward. Make the call with sweaty pits, speak with a shaking voice, raise rates despite queasiness. Most fears actually point us toward what matters most. When an idea keeps returning despite dismissal, the fear might be saying, "Yes, this matters." Knowing what you want is essential, but not always obvious. Without clarity on your primary focus, you'll feel lost and risk burnout. Marie's breakthrough came through action, taking her first dance class despite her terror. Clarity emerges from engagement, not endless deliberation. When you commit to a dream, mysterious forces begin working on your behalf. Your brain's reticular activating system, RAS, filters attention toward what's important to you. Writing down goals increases achievement chances by 42%. For maximum effectiveness, choose one significant dream to focus on, make it specific and measurable, determine your next three steps, and start immediately. The start before you're ready strategy means exactly what it says. Stop thinking and start doing. Make any move. Send the email, register for the class, pick up the phone. Marie illustrates this with her MTV audition story. Standing outside the Viacom building, nervous and nauseated, she asked herself, "In 10 years, will I regret not doing this?" Her future self would be furious if she didn't try. Despite her terror, she committed fully and booked the gig. This one decision launched her career, leading to fitness videos, commercial choreography, becoming a Nike athlete, and traveling worldwide. All progress begins with a brave decision to act before any guarantee of success. Action comes before courage, not after. Action also generates motivation, just like working out feels better once you start moving. While some initial research may be necessary, extensive planning is often just procrastination. Choose the growth zone over the comfort zone, where you'll feel vulnerable but gain new skills. Perfectionism stems from fear. Fear of failure, judgment, and mistakes. While healthy standards drive excellence, destructive perfectionism paralyzes and correlates with depression, anxiety, and even suicide. It prevents us from trying new things because we want everything right from the start, damaging both our performance and identity. Marie recalls her first workshop in Claire's basement with homemade materials and just 5 attendees, including her parents. What seemed embarrassing was actually progress. She took action and got her worst event behind her. This experience birthed a key directive: starting small and sucky beats staying stucky. She also shares auditioning for Missy Elliott's music video. As a novice dancer, she couldn't keep up and fled in tears. Yet this failure forced her to honestly assess her goals. Instead of pursuing conventional dance, she focused on dance fitness, where she thrived, eventually becoming one of Nike's elite dance athletes, a position that didn't exist when she failed the audition. Where perfectionism sees failure as unacceptable and personal, I'm a failure, progress views failure as inevitable but not permanent. My attempt may fail, but I'm not a failure. To stay in the progress zone, take small, consistent daily steps toward your goal. Real change happens gradually. Keep showing up without getting caught in emotional drama. The world needs your unique contribution. With 7.7 diverse people on Earth, there's always room for your voice. Each person exists to uncover, develop, and share their unique gifts, whether through cooking, compassion, art, or how you treat strangers. When people claim it's all been done, remember that your version hasn't been expressed by the once-in-a-lifetime miracle that is you. Even icons like Jennifer Lopez, Jodie Foster, and Maya Angelou have felt like imposters despite their success. This feeling affects 70% of people, but impacts women and underrepresented groups more severely. Combat this by sharing these feelings with trusted friends, your fraud squad, creating a hype file of accomplishments, and focusing on helping others rather than self-doubt. The most common regret of the dying? I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Most hadn't fulfilled even half their dreams. Death is inevitable, but unpredictable. Now is the time to pursue your dreams. Remember, everything is figureoutable when you combine unwavering belief with persistent action. The world awaits your unique contribution.